meeting of the Stormwater Issues Commission to order. May the 6th, 2025. Can we do a roll call?
Ehrenberg, here. Armstrong. Criss. Easton.
Present.
Holly.
Here.
Karsh.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Councilman Thiemann.
I'm here. Susan is walking.
I could just see her walk in, yeah.
Okay. Public Works Director Szilagyi.
Here.
City Attorney Mulligan.
Here.
Okay. We do have a quorum.
Excellent. We'll wait for Susan to come in. Can we at least get a motion on the approval of the agenda?
I move to approve.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're approving the agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
So, if you have any comments on the agenda, speak up. Okay. Consider the agenda approved. We have the minutes from April 1st meeting. Do we have any comments or?
I just noticed one thing. Susan, you were present at the last meeting?
Yes.
Okay, the roll call from the last meeting did not indicate Commissioner Armstrong was present. So I'll move that the minutes be amended to indicate Commissioner Armstrong present.
Or comments? If not, we have a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
I'll move to approve the minutes as amended.
Second. Armstrong, second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Consider the minutes approved. Next item we have is opportunity for citizen comments. We don't have any visitors today. So, consider that. No comments. Next is announcements by commissioners. So good.
I guess I could add one, I suppose. I don't think we're in need of having any commissioners. We're at 8, right?
They were full, yeah.
Or full? Okay. There is someone on my block that said he would throw his name in the hat. Gerald Tears. He's been a guest at these meetings before, but and he's been on other commissions in New City, but he said he would throw his name into the hat if we happen to need anybody. And I told him I wasn't sure if we needed anybody or not. So
well, we
I count seven.
Do we?
I count seven.
So,
yeah.
The last round with Connie out of U Heights Flood Task Force, she asked to be on the commission.
Ah.
I asked Councilman Smotherson. He said it would be very full.
So 8 is full, right?
I thought it was seven. Yeah, I thought it was seven.
Oh,
so
maybe they keep it
each out. Council person has one person, so each board has two, and the mayor has the odd man in. But I don't.
So maybe we ought to just keep a list of people who are. Can you say the name of the one you mentioned?
Councilman Smotherson?
Or
Connie. Connie out of U Heights. I don't remember her last name.
And what's her last name?
I can look it up real quick. I'll give you 2 minutes. Yep.
I thought you were
him to give me a call if he is
anxious, but
he's really
serving on all of the commissions.
It was very descriptive, but I was around.
This is going to be the first puffing of this one, though.
That's important.
Also, we have located in the senior area, and there are others.
They're lines.
But do you have Charles coming up? It's just on team.
Okay, I'll let him know.
If he's still interested.
Who's the man that you?
Gerald Tears.
Yeah, he's on traffic commission.
Yeah, he just came off, I guess.
Yeah, right.
T-I-E-R-S?
T-I-E-R-S.
He ran for council for second ward at one point.
Connie Fry, F-R-Y.
F-R-Y.
She live in Heights?
Yep. So we have a guest?
Yes. If, we welcome you to, we're already past the agenda item where we have citizen comments. Do you have anything that you would like to interject?
No, thanks.
Okay. All right, well, are there any other announcements by the commissioners? Subcommittee reports. Anything from the monitoring subcommittee?
No new news. We are working on the tunnel level sensor and installation of the tunnel cam. But we haven't got it installed yet. Delay.
So out of all the rain that we've had in the last month, anything interesting show up? It doesn't.
You know, we've had a lot of rain, but we haven't had what I would call significant episodes.
It's a low intensity, relatively low intensity.
Yeah, I mean, the camera at Hafner got 6 feet, maybe 8 feet, which is.
Yeah, I think that's about what. The one out here was the 18. I kind of looked. Any time it was raining, I was had my eye on those.
Yeah, nothing exciting.
That's okay.
But it seemed like a good example of what the past observations and what the the expectations is that. It takes a significant event. A significant event is a lot of rain in a short duration. This was a lot of rain but it was spread out.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was making an observation or a pass on information to John walking in. My son was at Washington, Missouri. There's a local guy out there. I think it's part of the Weather Underground Network. But Franklin County had the wettest April on record since 1892. I was shocked that Franklin County kept weather records in 1892. I guess they did. So it's been a wet April, been a wet spring, really.
Damn.
But
they have eccentric people.
92 was the year of the big flood.
93.
Mm-hmm. The big one on the Mississippi. 93, yeah.
Okay.
The only thing I would add to the monitoring report is we can just, for the purpose of the minutes, it's just adjustments to be made. But the water level sensor, we need to make some adjustments. We made those same adjustments to the Hafner gauge and saw a positive result. The problem had been that even though we were wanting 5-minute interval data, it was skipping half hour at a time. And there was some... I had to make an adjustment that Fondrice, the manufacturer, suggested to be made. We made that adjustment at Hafner because we're like, let's at least see if it gives us the response we want, and it did. So we're now getting 5-minute interval data up there in a more consistent fashion. So we're going to make that same adjustment down to the Hafner, to the tunnel entrance water level sensor.
That explains the dashed line that we see.
Yeah.
Make it into a graph.
That's right. Yeah.
And so, then one more time, what's the website for the looking at the monitoring data again?
We could put it into the minutes. It's like long garbledygook that I can't even recite. Well, actually, maybe I can. Yeah, maybe we can just put it into the minutes.
I think it's
yeah, if you go look at it and then put it in your bookmark.
Actually, it's not that bad. You're talking about for our gauges now, right?
Correct.
Okay, I can read it. https://:// www.wqdatalive.com.
Got it. Thank you.
Data
not
lie.
Quite done. Not quite done.
Data lie, L-I-E?
Live, L-I-V-E.
Yeah,
WQ data live is all like
one word, right?
No spaces or anything. And then lastly, /public/1473.
/1473.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that will get you to our site, the WQ Data Live site, where you'll see all three of our rain gauges and then the two water level sensors.
Got it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have any updates on the ad hoc committee stuff?
I guess mostly we just have questions because Dr. Wagner was here last month and asked us questions regarding the draft ordinance. Any feedback?
So he communicated to me that code review committee discussed all the considerations from the Stormwater Commission last meeting, and they'll take the recommendations or the suggestion to the planning and zoning on the end of May.
So it's going to be on the agenda the end of May?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
No.
And I, with your permission, I'm going to let U Heights know, because the task force meets tonight at 7:30. U Heights, the people who initially drafted the ordinance. So I'll let them know that it'll be on the zoning and
the
planning and zoning commission meeting last Wednesday of May.
Maybe true. Is it?
Yeah, correct. The 4th, which is in this case the last.
Fourth?
I'm showing the I'm showing May 28th.
Okay. It starts at 6 p.m.
6:30. And here.
Okay.
And John Wagner, who was here last time, the planning director, he will be handling the agenda, but when I spoke with him, he indicated that he plans to have that on the agenda because the code review has now finished its review and made its recommendations.
Excellent. So just a matter of housekeeping. You want to let Don Fitz know because he's the lead at the U Heights Flood Task Force as a councilman? I mean, I can do it as a, you know, liaison.
Yeah,
just
go.
Okay, got one more tonight. Thank you.
Okay, you got to see him tonight. Yeah.
Zoom. It's a Zoom call.
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys for the work on this.
I can see.
And just, and the agenda item is identified as, do we have that at all? But the agenda item will be for the Planning and Zoning Committee.
I believe so.
Just stormwater. Do you know what the agenda item will be called for the planning and zoning committee meeting?
Yeah, I haven't. The agenda hasn't been
prepared,
drafted yet. But my guess is it'll be under just new business for discussion, the commission may take a vote on it. But that's really up to the commission whether how they want to proceed on it.
Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Susan, as a matter of protocol, would you like me to call him?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have his number?
Yes.
Give it to me. Do you have my email, right? Just email it to me because I don't want to take over.
Okay, absolutely. Meeting. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for helping shepherd that. Okay. thing? If not, next agenda item would be new business.
Can discuss for this.
What do you?
On April 7th, I met with program manager and assistant director operator MSD. They have provided a report for River de Paris cleaning and the quantities and the length of the of this project. I think should fall under new business. Is that correct? So they reported that during this project, the River de Paris tunnel was cleaned, and they hired ace pipe cleaning. The tunnel consists of five sections and has a length of 6.15 miles. They provided a table where you can see for each section has been divided, the length and the cubic yard that has been cleaned for each section. The most quantity was cleaned at section E, D1, and D2 with a 2,460 cubic yard. The cleaning project started on sometime on October 2023. They started cleaning on the entrance of the tunnel. And as we know, the fence has been installed now, and the gate. It's a new, at the time they have to remove the existing fence and the gate and the cleaning some trees around the tunnel of the entrance. For 1 year, the project was completed, and during the cleaning, the contractor was able to has some to document all the amount of the debris and take pictures of the existing tunnel conditions and the debris, which is the second attachment. During the investigation on 2024, they have inspected and scored using PACP and completed these investigations on November 2024. Based on the results of the cleaning, MSD will evaluate the tunnels to determine the need for additional for cleaning and inspection on a 5 years frequency. Okay. The next evaluation will be 2029.
That's a major commitment, actually.
Yeah.
They had no documentation whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Any periodic things.
Based on the camera inspection, after they completed the cleaning, they put the cameras out there to inspect the condition of the tunnel. And they didn't find any structural defects. Looked like the tunnel where its structural was in the good condition.
For my information, PACP stands for Final Report of the Inspection. Doesn't last very well.
It's a rating system they use on their operation system.
Okay. Thank you.
So they made a recommendation. Have they made a recommendation to do it every 5 years, or is that something that
is a typical routine? It's a
is that in place? Is that something
yes.
MSD will follow up?
They'll follow up after 5 years. They'll investigate again if there is a need or there are debris accumulated during the flooding events.
We'll neg them after 5 years. I'm sorry. We'll neg them after 5 years.
Put it on the cell phones. Okay, that's good. That's good information.
So they were able to take pictures of internal walls and the debris, and why not measuring the dimensions of the big blocks or that were removed, concrete blocks.
Do we have a good idea of where that material originated? I mean, we know where it ended up. Seems like if you've got big concrete blocks, that it would be noticeable if they were missing from someplace upstream.
I think there were missing strips upstream,
but not necessarily in the tunnel, or was it in the tunnel?
Well, Bob Crisley, I'm pretty new with Bob Crisley believes that they were sections of river repair, maybe.
Yeah.
Slabs that were transported.
It could have come from overland.
Well, that's sort of the question is.
That'd be a long way to travel.
Yeah. That's a lot of dynamic.
There's enough water.
Dynamic pressure.
Coming out of overland to raise that.
There's a section of a tributary to River de Pere at Midland and Olive. That's paved next to the U-Haul. And it's paved, and there might have been a loss at that point. So it might be something close by.
Yeah. It'll be a nice summer walk one day.
Right.
It's kind of pretty up there right now.
And with Bob's request, I was able to discuss the link from the PRISM website. They weren't able to, our Stormwater Commission used to have access to the link to see all the data. So they're working on that, why the link has been expired, or I just got an email from yesterday. They're still working on the issue.
So they didn't say no?
They didn't say no. They were surprised why it's not been working until now.
They needed somebody to nag them.
This is the weather data?
Yes. So it looked like they're working. The engineer told me they're working on activating the link and providing to us.
I just think that's not necessarily a act of commission.
Prison.
I think it was just, you know, some bureaucratic thing, and they forgot to re-link us up.
Yeah,
there's enough conspiracies going around. Accuse them of that.
Well, we can help hold them accountable. Yeah, I think that's a good function. That's a good thing that we can do.
I mean, they're a quasi-public entity, right? So their information should be public anyway. Good question. I think it was just.
Unfortunately, that seems to be something that, you know, happens.
So for the fence at the tunnel, at the entrance of the tunnel, for the gate, he said that there is no lock on the gate. But
there's
if you want one,
locks there, but they're in pretty rough shape. One's a combo.
Do we want a new lock?
I think we do, but not right at the moment because we're doing some work in there.
So they said they can provide the lock and then some.
So right now there's a bolt and nut. It was just thumb tightened, so I've been in and out of there the last several days, weeks. I'm putting the nut on tight, so you would have to have a wrench or something to undo the bolt right now. You couldn't just walk up to it. So it's somewhat secure to keep the transients out of there.
I will let the street department know. Sometimes
they
need to have access.
Yeah, they should.
Okay.
But I won't vouch for the street department. But it is bolted. So we were all surprised. Bob and I were over there a week or so ago. gate was down. I went back in the afternoon, and there was a new gate up. So it happened fast. They weren't there very long. They got it up. So it's a nice fence.
So that brings up a good point, though, that, you know, if we continue to do some monitoring or maintenance, and the city does some has to do some maintenance, we would need to have access to that gate with a if they have a new lock on it.
Right. So, you
know, we need to make sure that you know that's part of the plan.
You know, Bob, last week when we found it, I think he sent you a note. Just need to make sure the commissioners have access to whatever combination, like we do to the Miranchi gate. That's a combination gate. We have access to that, so we can come in and out.
So the preference would be to put a combination lock on it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let them know.
And it's like Phil said, you know, it's keep the transients out of there. If somebody really wants to get in there, they're going to find a way to get in there. So
you can walk in there still.
Yeah.
With the data. I mean, there's gaps in the chain link spots, so it wouldn't be that hard. You might impale yourself somewhere. You didn't know the links, but that helps. Right now, it's overgrown. I went in yesterday morning, cleared a path. Works guys to get in. So at some point, the city board should kind of swap down through there. So there's a path. We need to get equipment in or just walk it in.
I'll let the Parks Department know.
I have a standing personal rule in the Missouri woods not to enter woods after Memorial Day or before Labor Day. Lots of critters and ticks.
I'm with you. I have the same rule.
And we're at that point. So, but keeping the grass cut down in there for access would help with the stuff. It's just weeds, like milkweed and stuff, but 5-6 feet tall. Now, the good news about that is the level sensor that's on a 6-foot pole on the level where they have the tunnel wall is hidden right now. In the winter, you walk by there and you can see the sparkling pole of equipment sticking up. So it's hidden now. And Eric and I are getting ready to add some more equipment back there.
Okay. Well, thank you for that report, Merle.
You're welcome.
Anything else? Do we have any other new business? Okay. We don't have anything listed under old business.
The only thing, we have one more camera that the tunnel needs to be installed. We've got all the parts for it. I would like to make a note of the minutes here, if it's possible. So the equipment for the level sensors, the hardware equipment, not the sensing equipment, but the pipes, the metal, the brackets and all, have been supplied by Paincrest at no cost. You wouldn't call that pro bono, would you, John? That's my
understanding. Pro bono.
So the
services
on the tunnel level sensor and half report, we contracted, we paid for the electrician, Paincrest supplied the poles and brackets, and then to get the camera, we needed a separate system, so I was going to do a little bit different type of, we can't use the same pole because the river we're looking down here, and the sidewalls we got to come across, we need to do a separate. So, Larry, my neighbor, works for Paincrest, and he supplied the equipment and the fittings and So I'd just like to make note of that. Pancras supplied to the city with the equipment, installation equipment for that. So we're not talking thousands, but
no,
getting close to that.
So what is Gary? Gary?
Larry?
Larry?
Zalavin.
He's in Traffic Commission. He's a member at the...
He's Traffic Commission.
Okay. Secretary, yeah.
Zalanovich, there I got it. I got it.
Zalanovich.
Larry's spelled just like it sounds.
What is his position or his association with Pancras?
Pancras, he's one of their field managers.
P-A-Y? How do they spell it?
Pancras is P-A-Y-N-E, capital C-R-E-S-T, one word. Okay. That's how they do it. Pancras. I think they do other business with UC. It's nice to have friends that have stuff that is useful.
As long as he's doing it all above board.
It's pipe. Mm-hmm. Pipe and brackets. And it's also good to have somebody know what they're doing with pipe and brackets. So.
And electricity.
And that was the main thing. Installing the level sensors, there's a lot of wires involved in it. Installing the cameras, pretty simple. They're made for hunters to stick on a tree out
there. Oh, yeah.
The stuff. The equipment we're using, that's the type. Level the cameras are.
So outside of the tunnel entrance, there's one more camera to be installed. That one's going at Groby, is that right? Or where's that going?
It's going back onto, so the Hafner camera was borrowed from the iNeighborhoods Hanley Road system because they were doing some work on their level sensing. Mm-hmm. We thought it'd be nice to have the camera working over on half the court, since that's probably the most important eyeball to have over the system. It's enough upstream. We've got a good location, good sight lines into the channel. We've got a staff gauge there. And, you know, it's basically information to support the fire chief or who's ever in charge of pulling this. Right, it's qualitative data to assist the data coming in from the river. Bob Chris has got the algorithms down based on the inches of rainfall per hour and the contours of the river to bear. His algorithms are very predictive to the flood. And we have, what do you say, last month we have 25 minutes of water based on that. Cameras are just nice to have. You're hearing 12 inches, or, you know, 12 feet of water, 14 is going to peak the tunnel. It's kind of hard to imagine what that means when you're, in a stream. And the channel is like a half turn down the tunnel. You've got, you know, concrete walls, so it's a little bit easier. You can just look at the depth of the wall and see we're halfway, so we got 6 feet or something.
So to go back to my question then, so there is one more to be installed, but really what you're going to do, or what Dave Sandels is going to do, I guess, is take the one camera that's at Hafner, put it back to Hanley Road.
No, and he's just put the new one we bought, we replaced the one we stole from.
Right.
Okay. If you will. So they're all our cameras.
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll have one at Hanley Road then.
Yeah, and we just needed to replace the one at Hanley. He was talking, I'm like, because he was talking about installation. I go, well, we're not bigger installation than what's already over there. It's there. You know, the ones we need. Yeah. So, in other words, we're not going to take a working camera and put it back over here. But now, you know, we have a backup camera because Hanley's not being used for the reason that the half. That's kind of the early warning camera. By the time the water gets to the tunnel, it is what it is. just know how much water's going through there or not visually. I think we'll have other problems at that point. I'm assuming that the tunnel, that equipment there could be consumers if we had another flood like 22. We'll see.
That's what we use in Arkansas.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for that report. That update.
Is the buyout on Wilson continuing?
Yes.
Okay. The government hasn't stopped that yet. Huh? Federal government hasn't stopped it.
I don't think so.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell them we have the money. Spend it quickly.
The brick program there. Brick program.
Anything
it's been stopped other places.
Discontinued, yes.
Good, because it's been stopped in North Carolina.
Do we have anything else under old business? All right.
I just noticed that you guys, there's a lot in the packet. Thank you, Lord, for that. And thank you for including the 10-minute presentation that I did to the annual meeting for U Heights community. So thank you for including that.
And that was a nice presentation.
Thank you. And I was a little preachy on page 15, but just FYI, that's what the engineering and architectural sustainability communities are talking about. These intense weather events are going to continue. And how do we survive? We help each other. Get to know your neighbor. Well, we can't call it climate change. We can just call it catastrophic weather events.
I would agree. You know, we've got a short window of histories so far. You know, if you think about it, you know, we've got maybe 100 years. And so, you know, it's all, we don't have enough data.
Yeah. Well, River De Pere's instrumentation doesn't go back hardly. I mean, the river gauge that went in, what was it?
97?
The 90s or something like that. Mm-hmm. One.
I think it's 97.
Yeah. 97.
Well, you know, considering that when the improvements to the River De Pere channel with all the concrete straightening and everything, that was all WPA stuff. So that's less than 100 years. Mm-hmm.
Weather events are becoming more aggressive.
We've had an energetic, we have a lot of energy this season. So, okay. Any other old business? If not, then council liaison.
Thank you.
You're next.
I got about four or five. Pretty quick things. I would ask this group, among others, to keep an eye on something. I've written several articles about House Bill 939, to remind you. It is a bill that says, this bill prohibits any county or municipality from acting or maintaining any ordinance, regulation, or other policy that requires an owner, builder, or developer to implement green building design or construction.
I saw that. Is it in the House? Has it gone to the Senate?
It's gone to the Senate. It's right now in a kind of state of limbo, to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, because it wouldn't just affect our draft ordinance. It would affect Kirkwood and...
it would affect the entire state.
Yeah, but there's communities that already have that in place. Mm-hmm. So they would be like, can you do that?
Well, the thing is that it would create chaos, and it would certainly short circuit anything that's in the pipeline right now. It furthermore, there are implications about the interference in municipal government that are daunting. even beyond climate considerations. I would ask all of you to, if you're interested in this, to, our state senator is a good guy, you know, but if you have any influence over anybody else.
Thank you for bringing up.
What was that House bill again?
939.
Has it been assigned a Senate bill number yet? No.
I don't know.
All right.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. If you're curious, I don't want to promote my own writing, but I've written several articles on it. You can look at my Facebook page and just start scrolling down, you'll see it. Or I could just send you a copy if you email.
I'll research it.
I also published an article in the Kansas City Star about this. And I think it was picked up at the Jefferson City newspaper, but I'm not sure about that. That's one thing. But please,
Who is behind this?
Is a representative that is from Platte County, north of Kansas City. I mentioned him in the article. I forget what his name is. But it's come up a couple times. And
what is his motivation? What's the motivation for it?
If you notice the vocabulary, they use our vocabulary, meaning the vocabulary of climate activist. And it seems that at least part of the agenda is to thwart that.
So Platte, is it Platte City or Platte?
Yeah, actually the guy lives in the southern part of Platte City. I remember this, reading it. He is from Kansas City.
So it's the northern suburb. It's just
northern suburb.
Just north of the airport. 30 years ago, it was in the country. It's kind of like.
Exactly. It's kind of like Jefferson County. You know, one of the outlying.
St. Charles County. So it's growing rapidly.
It used to be a farm. Now it's.
Rapid growth. That's pretty conservative territory up in Platte.
It takes me everything I do to remain nonpartisan as I should be.
I don't know.
And nonetheless, I've sort of taken a. I oblige my. I take the ethics of the position seriously in that regard. Just ask me once he says the thing is agenda. There's the agenda that we adjourn. Then I'll be happy.
Talk really
but in any formal sense, I simply am informing you that this is going on and it pertains to environmental.
I agree with you. Usually, I think when I see something like that, I think it's more rural Missouri. Oftentimes, the southwest end of the state that has more population, but they're very conservative.
I will tell you, it passed on in the House. It passed on almost exactly party lines.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So let me move on. I don't want to take up all of your time here. If you're interested in any in-depth thing, either send me an email. I'll send you my article. Or you can look on my Facebook page and just scroll down a couple of them. You know. I think I also put it up on things like U-City in Bloom. Not U-City in Bloom. A couple of U-City sites that just escaped me right now. So I also sent before and discussed something that may come up, but something you might find of some interest in the green, general green thing. I'd like to. To consider at some point an ordinance that would consider idling a problem in the city. I learned this from Clayton. I was over with the Cool Cities thing, which will come up for a minute. I was talking to the Clayton city manager, and they have an ordinance that they just passed over there that is an anti-idling ordinance. Vehicle idling. I was down in the Loop just the other day, noticing all the stuff going up on, we used to call it Subtext. What's it called now?
Subtext.
It's still called Subtext. Mm-hmm. And there were 5 trucks idling. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying they were evil or doing horrible things. It's something I proposed to the city manager that we discuss in the future. It's the ordinance in Clayton isn't so much a, it's an irritating ordinance, so we irritate you if you do it. Because it's a small fine, so on and so on, but it's a reminder to people. It's more of a reminder. So that's Also, the Green Practices Committee had a study session about its suggestion for a solar panels ordinance. So that's moving along. Hopefully asking buildings with a footprint over 5,000 feet to consider solar panels.
Which ordinance do you have? I'm sorry, Dr. Demon.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
The solar panel ordinance. Who's that?
That was the Green Practices Commission. Actually, I point over my shoulder because they meet over there. It's coming through them. One thing I certainly wanted to get to tonight, I believe I sent all of you a note about the Cool Cities invitation. Just to remind folks, do I need to remind folks? Do you all know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. They would like to know, A, if you want to do it, and B, when.
I thought there was a date put out there later in the year.
There were four different months to be considered: June, August, October, and December. As far as location goes, I cleared it, if you want to do it, with the mayor and the city manager to be in the city hall in the council chambers.
I thought they poo-pooed that because there wasn't sufficient parking around.
It's not like it's closed, but it's not a general, you know, open to the public sort of thing. I mean, not that it's closed to the public, anybody can come, but it is primarily for people who are elected and are directors of various agencies. So people who are directors from the Botanical Gardens, people like me, a couple of mayors, Lisa Clancy from the County Council, people who would use the information you would give to either form in their own city a similar group to this, or an ordinance that you would suggest. You see what I'm saying? So, and they've had these various presentations every other month. They were late in the last month or so ago, down at Webster Groves before that, and I suggested that we had this outstanding citizens that are participating in stormwater, and maybe you all could make a presentation to them. You should remember in this thing, it's not so much a how many as a who. You know,
we could recommend they take public
transportation for networking
to get there and not bring their cars.
And also an opportunity to bring what you guys have done to other municipalities, because the moral imperative for climate change now is on us. The national government isn't doing it, the state isn't
doing it.
And what could happen is that, you know, you would get your information out to a lot of people in the county. And then, you know, hopefully they'll do something with it, you know, or at least be influenced by it.
So, yes, you're asking us to say, yes, we'd like to host Cool Cities? Is that?
Yeah, essentially I would invite them to City Hall and you guys would present. Yes, you would be you would be their guests. That would be the technical
way. Okay.
So.
Do you need us to vote that we would like to?
I need to hear a yes from you.
Yes. For me, do you want a roll call vote?
I don't care.
Armstrong, yes.
We need a motion, right?
Yeah.
I move that we support, affirm hosting Cool Cities and making presentations about stormwater accomplishments. So that's my motion.
And a presentation to City Hall.
At City Hall to Cool Cities. Do you have a second?
Get down the motion.
A similar presentation that we.
Is there a second?
We did to the city council study session, that kind of presentation. Remember, we did the study session.
Yeah, I mean, this would be entirely up to you. I have merely suggested something like a history of what you guys have done. Morella has said that you've suggested, but this would be entirely up to you.
The monitoring that you're doing, and.
So.
We're ready for a second or a discussion?
We have a second.
I second.
Mark second.
Then let's do a roll call.
Yeah, so it's,
well,
we have to decide the date.
Voice vote.
Okay, I guess all in favor, is that where we're at?
Yeah, let's all in favor, aye.
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 Do we have any opposed?
The suggested dates are...
Carrie.
Are June, August, October, and December. Are all of those dates okay with you?
June's too soon.
June's too soon. So you would want August, October, or December. Is that right?
October, you know, December's not good, probably.
How's the air conditioning?
So you would want August or October?
October, yeah, October.
Right. Okay.
So once again, John, this would appear on the agenda for city council meeting at a future date.
No, this is good.
No, it's not.
This is Cool Cities is coming to the city hall, and they're going to be sitting around, and you're going to be presenting to them. It is to them.
So it's kind of a municipal league of...
Yeah, we're just opening the doors to
entities
them.
Entities.
And they've done this in several city halls around town. We're opening the doors to their meeting, and you're the meeting. And you would present whatever you want to present to them. You know, whatever you think would be the most useful stuff for their consideration.
So their website is Cool Cities Network? Do they have a website?
That's actually the national one. It's part of a national group.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the national. It is a group of people all across the nation.
So when's their next meeting so we can sit in and get the flavor of it?
I guess it would be. Let's see. You want to be my? You know, I have been asked if you know, I want to bring anybody.
It's wrong to speak.
The next meeting. You want to be? It's always people that are elected. But I suggest that we all have a plus one. You want to be my plus one?
Yes, Tom.
Okay. Okay, let's talk after.
Pressure's off, you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Todd.
I'll discuss this. I don't want to take up time at the meeting here. I'm already running my mouth too long.
Well, I think, you know, part of it, John, is, you know, a little bit of confusion in the dark about exactly what this organization or this committee does. You don't have to do it now, but...
Do you want me to?
I think I got the flavor from the email that you sent. Did you get a chance to read that, Mark?
I didn't understand it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay, what happens, I'll try to keep this as quickly as possible because I know every other month we have meetings that are at the planning committee, and we will discuss upcoming events. Then every other month, we go to different municipalities and present a series of considerations that pertain to climate change and so on, and what municipalities can do toward solving these problems. We do get some people from the state, but it is aimed at the county and municipal level, and it is aimed at the idea of getting people who are decision makers to try to act. We're starting right now with the easy audiences, so Clayton, Hugh City, Webster Groves, but pretty soon we'll be heading into enemy territory and presenting. But the other thing is, though, is that by presenting to these folks, you will have what effectively amounts to a countywide audience.
Okay.
You know, of legislators of varying levels. You know, I mean, I can guarantee, for example, that you will have probably at least one, two people from the state, a couple of people from the county council, three or four mayors, and a dozen different aldermen and such. Probably. Again, it's not a lot of people, but it's not so much a what as a who.
Okay.
and they're all, and it is exclusively a club of people who can make decisions.
But it's ex officio. It's not. They're not an official.
No. No, there's nothing. We're not.
They're not in an official position. They're just people who are in those kind of.
It's not a legislative meeting.
No.
That's what you're asking. It's would be something that would be equivalent to something like the municipal league or something, mm-hmm. you know, of meeting of people who are doing this. But the thing about it is,
so they're all representatives, but they are not. They're not presented as in that capacity.
No one is speaking for the municipality. Yes. They're taking notes for their municipality, so to speak. Gotcha. And in that sense, we have no more power than, you know, the municipal league has power to pass legislation.
Any other citizen, really?
Yeah. It is a meeting of citizens who also happen to be legislators.
So sort of a sharing of best practices.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it is. Last time we had a meeting on sharing data. For example, that sort of thing. Sure. Where's the best place to mine data for your municipality to enact this act? Now, on the other hand, this thing I heard about this ordinance that Clayton has on idling, which I think is a really good idea. I heard about it the last meeting. You know, it's that sort of thing. Here it is now. I'm doing it here. You know, that's the way it's supposed to. It's supposed to work.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Okay, good. I will contact them, get back to you on a date. Let's see. Last but not least, this is actually, I'm done with that stuff. I need help, and this is a completely off the chart from green stuff. I'm working with a group called Aging Ahead. You know, I'm on the Seniors Commission. They're looking for an outlet around here where they can rent someplace, where they can start giving away free meals. And then expand out with other forms of social services to seniors. If anybody knows of such a place, I mean, you know, they would actually like a place where they could, you know, that has where they can store food and hand out meals, about 30 meals, starting once a week, then twice a week, three times a week, and expanding from there into other social services for seniors. So if you know of such a place, let me know. I'm at my wit's end trying to find a place for it.
What is this?
It's called Aging Ahead.
Aging Ahead.
I sent a memo the other day where I misspelled their name and I said, you know, aging again. So I sent out 100 of those.
You're looking for this to be in University City in
particular? In University City, preferably in the third ward. That's the audience they would like to. But it doesn't. There's nothing fixed in stone. It has to be in the third one. I've taken up a lot of your time. Thank you.
Is this Aging Ahead? Is it associated with any other charitable group?
Or I believe they are right there, a standalone social work company or something. I'm not quite sure. I'm not exactly sure what their standing is, but they are standalone. Yeah.
Are they associated with Meals on Wheels?
They are not, but they do. It's a similar thing. Yeah. They really would like to establish something here. I mean, they'd like to make a home here, and I'd like to find them a home, if I could. And it's kind of a project of mine, obviously. I would really like to find them a home. They really like someplace in the third ward. There's nothing fixed in stone about that. But they want you sitting.
Do they need a commercial kitchen?
They need some kind of kitchen facility. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
They need some kind of kitchen facility and some place to store food.
That would probably be the...
These are the impediments.
Yes.
Yeah.
An old church, an old school.
Closed restaurants, you know, I don't know, something like
Seafood
that.
City?
Seafood City. Yeah. Thank you. I don't want to take up any more time. I took up more time than I should.
Thanks.
I can talk to. There's one location in particular that I'm thinking of. It's the Presbyterian Church over by the post office. That seems like it's up there.
Trinity Press.
Yeah, Trinity Presbyterian.
Oh,
yeah.
That seems like a. They do that kind of stuff.
They've
already.
Done that in the past. Yeah. item would be adjourning.
I move that we adjourn.
Oops, I just have one more question. Oh, last page in our packet, that is the National Flood Hazard Layer. Is that, is there any discussion on this?
I think that was part of Bob's.
What did they do?
So this was the new FEMA map?
She's looking at the minutes, the minutes from last meeting.
I see.
Okay, sorry. All right. Perfect, that's good, thank you. Minutes from last meeting.
I wonder if maybe they just got a little out of order. Something tells me that might have been part of Bob's,
his reply or comments to the FEMA.
Yes.
New FEMA map.
I did not have that in my copy. I wonder if maybe that it was a mistake in your copy. I did not have it in the.
Here you go. Yeah.
In my copy.
Pass that around.
So what's the page?
I understand that it's in there, but I made a copy from what I sent out, and I don't recall having that in there. So that may not be.
It does seem a little out of place.
So I doubt that that's an official part of the minutes.
I'm looking at the one that Mirella emailed out, and it's not.
It's not included. It's not maybe in there. From the copier then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a mistake to have been stapled in there.
It's stapled. Yeah.
It's not part of the minutes.
Apologize. Maybe
if you feel
it's
important enough, we can make that an amendment to the.
No, I don't think we should make that part of the minutes because it wasn't discussed. It's an artifact. It's an artifact from the copy machine at City Hall.
There you go.
Yeah,
it may be important, but it wasn't part of the minutes.
It is out of context.
Not posted, no.
With the rest,
copy machine had a brain fart.
I'm going to second the motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And then I'll say it could have just as well been somebody's a photocopy of somebody's butt.
Or you should have. All right.
We've adjourned.
I got the number. I'll call them as soon as I get them.
Perfect. And I'll try to move these documents.
So it is the Planning Commission 6:30 on the final.